Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Wednesday, the 2nd of July at 6:31. Coming up in today's show, we'll be talking to Air Canada, and we'll be chatting to the boss of OnPost about AI taking white-collar jobs, as well as getting stuff built in Ireland. And all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Gordon Deegan in the Irish Independent reports that bonus payments to staff at the state-owned utility Uisce Éireann increased by 24% last year to €13 million. The agency's annual report for 2024 shows that the €13 million in performance-related pay represented a €2.5 million increase on the payouts in 2023. The report discloses that Uisce Éireann has made performance-related payments to 2,200 employees this year, and this followed 1,600 staff receiving bonus payments the previous year. The payments were approved by the agency's board last January, and the average payment was €5,800, which was down €650 on the average bonus payment of €6,400 the prior year. The annual report says Uisce Éireann's pay model is a market-based and performance-related, comprising two elements, namely base pay and a performance-related award. It says performance is assessed against individual objectives and corporate objectives through a balanced scorecard process. No bonus was paid to Uisce Éireann CEO Niall Gleeson, and this is as a result of a government direction in 2011. The FT reports that European capitals have hardened their position in trade talks with Donald Trump, insisting the US drops its tariffs on the EU immediately as part of any framework deal before the looming deadline on July 9th. The Trade Commissioner Maroš Šefčovič has been instructed to take a tougher line on a trip to Washington this week, as Brussels tries to remove or at least substantially cut Trump's levies in the long term. Washington has indicated to Brussels that the most likely first-stage agreement is a UK-style phased deal that leaves some tariffs in place while talks continue, according to EU officials. And John Byrne in the Irish Independent reports that the Irish bookmaker Boyle Sports has unveiled as the new shirt sponsor for West Ham United Football Club as it launches a big push into the UK market. The sponsorship deal, which cost up to £13 million, coincides with the rebrand of Boyle Sports and with talk of the company investing £100 million in opening 200 new shops in Britain. The rival bookmakers such as William Hill and Ladbrokes have been closing their shops there and focusing on the US and online platforms. Boyle Sports, the largest independently owned bookmaking brand in Ireland, will only have a year to activate their full West Ham sponsorship, because a ban on bookies putting their names on the front of shirts comes into effect next summer for Premier League clubs. At that point, the Irish company's name will switch to the shirts.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.